The season starts tomorrow night with an AFC matchup. As we all know, the Kansas City Chiefs, two-time defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night on Thursday. Well, they don't call it Thursday Night Football because that's just a stupid NFL thing.
It's the season opener, baby.
It's on NBC, not on Amazon Prime, blah, 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 blah. Most people think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the AFC West once again easily.
Most people are smart, Chris Russell.
Because you had the LA Chargers, you had the Vegas Raiders, and you have the Denver Broncos. Is there any way that the Kansas City Chiefs do not win the AFC West?
Not a chance in hell. First of all, if there was a year for it to not happen, I would say it's last year. Pat Mahomes statistically had the worst year of his career since becoming a starter in terms of interceptions, the lack of touchdowns thrown. So if there was a year to where Kansas City was going to take a step back and not win that division, I think it would be last year. The Chiefs to me are going to be the number one seed in the AFC, and I think they three-peat as world champions.
Well, thanks for giving the whole entire...
I mean, I've been saying this, though, since the... I've been saying this since March.
I'm just teasing.
I've been saying this since March.
I wish I was as confident about the Kansas City Chiefs as you. Now, I think they win the division because the division stinks. I think the Broncos will be better this year. I think Bo Nix is going to be much more Sean Payton's type quarterback, dink and dunk, screen, sure, screen teams to death. I think he is much more Sean Payton's quarterback than Russell Wilson, who always thinks of himself first and is Hollywood and Diva and you know, has been. I mean,
you are such a Russell
you want to
Wilson
talk about
hater.
Somebody who has been blank whipped. Whew, man, alive. But anyway, I will move on. I will say the Chiefs win the division by default.
By default?
By default. The rest of the division largely stinks. Again, I think the Broncos, who did a deal with Patrick Surtain this morning, good for them, good, yep, for him, what have you. I think they are better than people realize. I think they actually finish in second, the Denver Broncos. And I feel like it is a closer battle between the Denver Broncos and what's remaining of that defense and an improved in cohesion on the same page type of offense. I think the Broncos win 9 games this year. I think the Chiefs struggle to, yeah, get to 10 wins. Struggle.
So I'm looking at the Chargers schedule. Now, mm-hmm, why am I bringing up the Chargers? Because their schedule is going to be eerily similar to the one that Kansas City plays. I'm looking at the divisions. The AFC West plays the AFC North and the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Not really that hard relative to the NFC South.
Yeah.
Now, the AFC North is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
They have to play that division,
yeah,
the way Washington does, yeah, I believe, as well, is makes life a little bit more difficult for you. But I think the team that you're sleeping on in that division that you're not giving much respect to is the LA Chargers. What they are going to be defensively under Jesse Minter, who brings his expertise from college to the NFL.
Jesse Minter now. He's no who was the guy you hated from last year's staff?
Brent
Wieselmeyer.
So I think they're going to be much improved defensively. I love the pieces that they have in the secondary. They were able to get a Michigan linebacker to come over. That's all Harbaugh cares about. But the thing that people aren't prepared for this year with the Chargers,
yeah,
it's not going to be baby Jesus, as I like to call him, Justin Herbert, uh-huh, dropping back 35, 40 times, yeah, a game. You're going to see a lot of Gus Edwards. You're going to see a lot of J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, Hassan both Haskins. Of those guys can't stay healthy.
That's why you have Hassan Haskins and Jarrett Patterson, baby!
Oh, yeah.
On the practice squad. But no, seriously.
Little 5'6 Jarrett Patterson.
I mean, they have a big, physical, nasty offensive
they
line.
They do.
Headlined by the best tackle tandem in football for 2024. I'm calling it Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt.
All right. There is no doubt that they are going to be much more physical, not only physical, but much more of a very different eye optic product. There
for
is
sure.
no doubt. I don't know if their guys can stay. I mean, already, obviously, Justin Herbert was significantly
he's
banged
back,
up during training. I know he's banged
he's
up. They lost Keenan Allen. They lost Mike Williams. Bosa was hurt last year.
For sure.
I mean, for whatever it's worth, they lost Mike Davis. I mean, we can go, like, we can't do the whole entire roster, but I think the Chargers next year are going to be better than they are this year.
For sure.
As they get more personnel pieces. You take umbrage with the fact that I think the Chiefs are going to struggle a little bit. Remember, we don't know if Rashee Rice is going to get suspended at some point this year. Hollywood Brown's already hurt, going to miss the first couple of weeks. Xavier Worthy, as world-class speed as he has, he's a rookie. Sky Moore has not developed. I mean, Travis Kelce, how much more does he have in him? They lost their backup left guard, Nick Allegretti. I do think while there's motivation to three-peat, I also think there's less motivation in a way when you've climbed that mountain and you're exhausted.
See, I think I can tell you've never been a champion in your life, Chris Russell.
Oh,
see, that's neither have I, by the way.
Yeah.
That fire and passion, I don't think just leaves you because you've done it two times in a row. He's got a legitimate opportunity this year to, in my opinion, surpass Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time. Physically, I don't think there's a question that he's a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Sure.
But the accolades, you can have, what is it, 7 rings for Brady?
Yeah.
And it will be 4 for Mahomes if he wins this year.
If he wins this year,
it'll be 4 for Mahomes. He also would have a three-peat, which has never been done in the history of the NFL.
That is the dangling carrot right there. Yeah. You are correct about that. I just think, you know, again, they kept their defensive line intact, and they kept Spagnuolo, which was huge.
They lost Willie Gay, though, which is going to...
They lost Willie Gay.
That'll hurt them a little bit. But
also, you're forgetting about one very key loss in the secondary, L'Jarius Sneed.
Yes,
but
I...
really good until the playoffs last year.
Their young secondary, though, is lights out.
I understand.
I mean...
I get it all. Trent McDuffie's really good, but L'Jarius Sneed was real. He had not given up a touchdown until, I think, the AFC Championship game, or maybe it was the divisional playoff.
That kid Joshua Williams, they got an outside corner.
Pass rush helps that secondary,
for sure.
Something we were going to get into, obviously, with the Commanders, which we'll have to table for tomorrow.
Yes.
Because... of the unfortunate news with the marketing executive vice president guy, and as obviously the Sam Cosmi contract extension. But the Kansas City Chiefs, I think we both agree, will win the division. You have them coasting a little bit more than I do.
Do you want to give your 1-7 ranking here real
well,
quick?
Well, I want to give division winners. That's
you
what
give
I
division wanna, winners
yeah,
first.
Because
okay.
We're running behind. So in the AFC South, you have Indianapolis getting Anthony Richardson back. You have Trevor Lawrence presumably in Jacksonville after he gets paid and on a mission to prove that they folded a cheap suit and that was one bad season and they were more like they were 2 years ago as opposed to last year. You have the Houston Texans, defending champions now of the division. They beat Indianapolis on the road. They did not win a playoff game, but they fought like hell against Baltimore for the first half. Okay, so I think most everybody, especially with the addition of Stephon Diggs, has the Houston Texans winning that division. Should we be looking at any other team in the AFC South?
Yeah, we should, and I surprisingly have them as a playoff team. It's going to catch a lot of people off guard. I really, really love the offseason and the mentality as an organization that Tennessee has had. I'm a big fan of that group. I look at the Titans and I go, you know what? This regime, this coaching staff, rather, because Brian Callahan coming over from Cincinnati brings his father, Bill, best offensive line coach in the game. They don't know, though, realistically, if Will Levis is a franchise quarterback or not, but I love their demeanor and their mentality. We don't know if he's a franchise quarterback from a can of paint, but we're going to do everything we can to give him the requisite weapons to succeed. Calvin Ridley, Treylon Burks, Tyler Boyd, DeAndre Hopkins. They added Tony Pollard to their backfield. Him and Tajay Spears are going to make up one of the most dynamic backfields.
Tajay Spears is going to be a fun player to watch
in this offense,
from
for
a real and from a fantasy perspective.
For sure. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities, but I think their offensive line is improved.
Ultimately, does Tennessee get it done over Houston?
Over Houston, though? No, but I do think they're one of the 7 playoff
teams. All
right,
so that's interesting because I think we're both in alignment on that, and I'm glad you brought them up. All right, so we both have the Chiefs winning the division. I have it closer with the Broncos winning 9 games, Chiefs winning 10 games, the Texans winning the AFC South. In the AFC North, My guy, the Birdman, has been threatening me all offseason. You better pick the stupid Ravens. You better pick the Ravens. The Ravens lost three starters on their offensive line.
It's tough.
And unfortunately and sadly, their offensive line coach about a week and a half ago. That is a lot of loss. For the Baltimore Ravens. Odell Beckham leaving, no big deal. They've got Mark Andrews back. You know, thank goodness everything's okay with him. You mentioned a couple of their running backs that they lost. Look, as long as Lamar is on the field, the Ravens are the best team in a very, very, very good division. They brought in, you know, Zay Flowers year two. You know, Bateman, if he stays healthy, maybe he, you know, he can. They kept Matabuque, who now wants to be called Nnamdi Matabuque. So that was a huge keep for them. They lost the inside linebacker, Patrick Queen, to division rival Pittsburgh. But they have Roquan Smith. They have Kyle Hamilton. They have, good outside corners. Marcus Williams is an underrated safety, I think. I still think the Ravens, and they drafted Roger Rosengarten, second-round pick, who can play left tackle, right tackle, out of Washington. I think the Ravens, in a really good division, are still the best team in the division as they were last year. I think Pittsburgh's inconsistency at quarterback and maybe even at wide receiver catches up to them, and they've got a lot of injuries on their offensive line already. I think Cleveland, I'm sorry, I know how good their defense is, but no Chubb for at least four games. We don't know how good he is. Amari Cooper might be pissed off and maybe goes through the motions. Who knows about Deshaun Watson? I at this point, I can't count on him. I know they made it with five quarterbacks last year. To me, I think Baltimore is still the best in that division. I think that division winner could be as low as 10 wins. Maybe possibly even nine wins with a tiebreaker.
Beating up on each other.
I see everybody in that 7 to 10 win range.
So with their schedule, that's why I think their schedule is super fascinating to me. They've got their own division to worry about, which is super difficult. They've got the NFC East, who we can make all the jokes we want about the division. I think the bottom feeder in this division has at least 6 or 7 wins. I think that's super difficult. And then in the AFC, they're going up against, is it the South? Houston? It's not the South.
Well, it is the South. You don't play another division, right, in your conference. It's the division in the opposite conference, and then you play.
AFC West, and they play the NFC East.
Okay, so you do play a division in your conference, the schedule.
Also in there, they've got Buffalo
You're right. You play the first place teams in the other division. That's what I was getting confused on.
Sprinkled in
there.
So
they have a tough schedule, Baltimore.
Houston
obviously.
Sprinkled in there.
Yeah. Okay, fine. They have a tough schedule. You win a division, you're going to have a tough schedule.
They have a monstrous schedule.
We acquiesce to that. I think it's more important than all the losses on their offensive line.
For sure.
And, now, I don't think Patrick Queen is a big subtraction. I mean, he makes their the middle. Mike McDonald leaving could be a huge problem for them, right? If he is the boy wonder that everybody thinks on the defensive side, he's now Seattle's head coach. That could be a problem. Right? Yeah. But I think they overcome that. I've got Baltimore still winning the AFC North.
I do as well. I have them overall the 3 seed in the AFC. I think while we're upset, I don't want to say upset, while we understand the losses that they've suffered up front along their offensive line, I would say traditionally they've been known for having a good offensive line. I trust their ability to get other guys
still
ready.
Still have Lindebaum and all those.
But what I think is being underscored here, last year, from my vantage point, the way that I saw it, I think it was Lamar Jackson's best season as a passer. Mm-hmm. Statistically, it may not say that. From a yard standpoint, it does. I think it was his best year as a passer. Then having him another year deeper into this Todd Monken offense is huge.
All right, so you got Baltimore winning the division?
Yes.
All right, quickly, AFC East, quickly, because we're running late.
AFC East, I've got the New York Jets winning that division.
Ooh, okay.
I'm a big Jets guy. I think it's going to be ground and pound, smash and dash, whatever you want to call it.
You love Breece Hall. Breece Hall is going to be your
MVP. And I love Braylon Allen, who Washington's defense was scared to tackle.
Braylon Allen is another guy.
And Washington's defense, you talk about their bad tackling, because they were scared of Braylon Allen in week one.
You know who You know, there's another New York running back that not many people know that I think is going to have a good year. Tyrone Tracy, fifth round pick for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Watch out for him, especially week two. All right, so you got the Jets winning the division. I've got my guy Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins winning the division. They hated Vic Fangio last year.
Philadelphia, yeah.
They've got some injuries on defense, but they got a little bit better on the back end. Jalen Ramsey, of course.
I think they
Kendall
got a lot
Fuller.
Better on the back end.
Well, they lost Xavier Howard, but
Kendall Fuller's an upgrade. I would say Xavier Howard was not playing good football and was oft injured, Chris. I mean,
I think Xavier Howard's a little bit better than you think he is.
He's been hurt, though, Chris.
I understand.
How many games has Xavier Howard played?
That's fair.
At least Kendall's available.
That's fair. I've got the Dolphins. I would like to reserve judgment on that. At this point, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to stay healthy. I have no idea. And what that dynamic is going to be, it seems to have like a weird relationship with Garrett Wilson. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. I'm not sure. I'm just going to shy away from the Jets from winning the division and go with the Dolphins. I think it's going to be a tough year for Josh Allen and the Bills. Just too many injuries to overcome already. Too many defections as well. Dolphins bolstered their secondary a little bit. As we just talked about, hopefully that'll help on the back end in some of these high-stakes shootouts. All right, so I have the Dolphins, Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs winning the division. You have the Jets, Baltimore, Houston, and the Chiefs, correct?
Yes.